So, Colin Caton, a time for us, whether we planned it or not, for us to have a quick chat and catch up about how the season's gone so far for Ballytown. And I'll start with a simple question. How has the season gone for Ballytown in your mind?
I think it's been a success so far, Mark. And I think we've been really competitive. You know, we've had good battles with the top teams. That was our aim at the start of the season, to try and compete with the top. And I felt we have. And, you know, we've just maybe come short a little bit. Well, let ourselves down a little bit on one or two silly results with teams below us, really. But on a whole, I think it's really well. And obviously the next few weeks are very important, and that'll determine how successful the season has been.
Yeah, indeed. I want to take you back to pre-season, though. Obviously, there must have been a disappointment you weren't competing in Europe this season. So how did that shape your thoughts about what you needed to do to make sure you would be back in Europe next season?
It shook a few of us up, really, in terms of the coaching staff. We had a few meetings in terms of what we've got to do. We had a shake-up in personnel in terms of the playing staff as well. And we recruited a few in, and to be fair, the recruitment's been really good. But it's not just the recruitment. We've changed a lot as a club, and we've changed a lot in terms of preparation for games. And on a match day as well, we've prepped differently to how we have done. You've got to move with the times. If I don't move with the times, people will be left behind. And obviously, we were a bit disappointed last year. The squad didn't perform well enough, and the management didn't perform well enough. And we won't put the blame on the players at Ballard. It's all a shared blame. And if we achieve, we achieve as a group. If we fail, we fail as a group.
So, I mean, you're obviously saying you changed the way that you're training now. Was it a matter of changing application? Because, you know, it was the mindset that needed changing, as opposed to individual personnels or individual tactics?
Yeah, we changed personnel for one reason or another. And obviously, as we've changed our shape, we've been quite adaptable in our shape. I don't think there's been many, if any, performances where the team has totally dominated us in a game. TNS played well at Bala a couple of weeks ago, but apart from that, we've been really competitive in every game that we've played. And, you know, the performance-wise, we've really shown up well. So our shape has been good. Obviously, it's been adaptable. We haven't been set in one playing style. And we've been quite different and flexible going into different games, and obviously doing more preparation in terms of the opposition that we play against as well, and doing our homework on them, and the playing staff of myself, the coaching staff in terms of myself, Steve Fisher and Ryan Valentine, have worked on things a lot harder, and we have to raise the bar, and we have done. And you know, there's nothing achieved so far this season, but we're in a good position and as good as any to achieve. So, you know, we need to get over that line and try and qualify for Europe, however that is. So, you know, like I say, there's tough games coming up, but there's tough games for everybody that's going to play Ballard as well.
You talked about the extra work that you and Ryan have put in there on the opposition. I suppose, obviously, you want to talk about, you know, why you've done that from your own perspective. But I suppose you also recognised early in the season, Colin, that you weren't the only team that were going to be upping their game this season. And surely what we've had now is the most competitive Welsh Premier high elite level league that you or I have seen in quite a while.
Yeah. In Ballard, I've always recruited from the Northwest, because, you know, a lot of the lads that are in the Premier League are stuck at the clubs for a long-term contract, so it's difficult for us to compete with that. So in terms of recruitment, we go across the Northwest. So when you go and watch a team from the Northwest who doesn't need a qualification as a manager to run the team, you know, sometimes you go and watch teams and they're not nowhere near as well organised as what all the Welsh Premier teams are, but that's down to the FAW coach educational stuff. And you know, every team that we play against, every manager that we play against is a real battle, and a real tactical battle, and a mental battle as well. So, you know, but that's got to come down from the that's obviously being pushed by the FAW, and it just shows what a success that is. And you know, a lot of the Welsh Premier teams are getting closer to getting results in Europe as well. So, you know, it's and obviously the academy structure as well. But like I say, everybody tactically is so well aware, and, you know, it's a battle against everybody.
Do you feel it's a more exciting place to be, though, as a result of that? I know at the end of the day, all you want to focus on is Bala winning. But are you excited about now coming up against coaches who are, you know, as intense, as prepared as you?
Yeah, definitely. It's a battle. You want to be testing yourself against the top teams, the top managers, whatever level that you're at. So, you know, it's always a challenge. So, you know, there was few comments from teams this season that would have preferred to finish in the bottom six and be, you know, win games on a weekly basis and then get seventh place and then go into the playoffs in a good mindset to try and get something out of it. But, you know, you've got to be wanting to challenge in the top six against the top teams, you know, and you know, it's difficult. You know, you got to go with your resources and try and produce the best you can on and off the field. If you don't, if you just turn up on a Saturday or a Friday thinking that you're going to get results because you've done nothing in the week, then you'll fall well short. You know, our preparation's got to start from the last whistle at the last game that we've played until the preparation for the next game.
Now, all the external publicity for your club this season has probably been about Chris Venables. The old man keeps on knocking them in. Are you surprised that Chris still continually being able to score the goals?
No, obviously we've changed Chris's position this season, and we had a good chat about it, myself and Chris, in the summer of last year. In terms of his preparation and how he preps for games, you know, Chris is a professional footballer playing in the Welsh Premier League. Chris's attitude is absolutely exceptional. His drive and his determination is second to none. So Chris trains on a daily basis, on a weekly basis, to prep himself ready for games. And, you know, we had a chat about moving from midfield to up front and shortening the amount of running that he's running a game, because obviously Chris's desire and determination, he was going from a centre midfield player, he was going box to box, but, you know, we spoke about it and said that he can go from halfway line to box and shorten half the running in his game, and then when he does get in the box, he'll be a lot more composed and his goal scoring skills will always be there. So, and it's worked, you know, it was a decision that we both had to make, and Chris was for it, and it's been a success. But, you know, Chris will always score goals whatever level he'll play, and you know, he loves the game. If he ever falls away from the Welsh Premier League, but he's still got a lot of years left in him, he'll always go and play at the highest level he can, and that's the desire and the standards that Chris sets himself, and obviously what standards he sets himself rubs off on other players that is playing around him at Bala.
Yeah, and I think it works the other way as well, because, you know, he isn't the only player that's catching the headlines, and you've got a team structure there now which may actually look like it's supporting Chris Moore to get those goals, but there are also other people chipping in the goals and chipping in the deliveries on their own merit, aren't they?
Yeah, you know, like everybody's complimented Chris on the amount of goals that he scored, but, you know, defensively we've been 22 goals less conceded than what we were this time last year, so you know, if we're conceding one way, Chris is not scoring the other way. So, yeah, Chris is taking his chances, but the lads have given him the platform to get them chances as well in wide areas, full-back areas, defensive areas, centre midfield players. So, you know, Chris is aware and he recognises and he's grateful for the work everybody does alongside him on the pitch. But, you know, like I say, it's always, like I said to you before, if we achieve something at Bala, it's as a group. So, you know, if Chris got an individual reward, then he doesn't achieve that without the rest of his mates and the rest of his playing staff who achieved to get him that.
Now, I'll come on to the Championship Conference in a second and where we are and how it will go when we come back. Just two quick thoughts. What's the performance that's pleased you most from Bala so far this season? And what's the performance where you felt you were left wanting?
The two disappointing results is that we lost to Cardiff Met and we lost to Newtown in, you know, quick succession that we lost to them two teams, you know. And if we look at them 6 points that we lost to them, you know, that have put us right in the mix now. And you know, right under the noses of Connors Quay. So but you know, obviously the good performances were beating CNS first time in the league. At the start of the season, convincingly 3-1 at our place, and then There's been a lot of good performances. You know, we've been attacking threat going forward. We've had legs in midfield. We've had legs across the field, really, that have caused a lot of trouble for teams. So, you know, now that people have seen what we've got because we've brought new players in that are just into that. So we've got, like I say, we've got to be a little bit flexible on our shape and stuff, and go sometimes a different way. And you know, I was really pleased the way we play against Connorskey the other week in a 2-2 game, which was a fantastic battle. And you know, with the amount of chances and attacking threat that we caused them was really pleasing. But there's been a lot of good performances, really, and I couldn't really single someone out. But you know, it wasn't our best performance, but when we beat TNS over the season, but you know, it was good to get a league win over them, considering that the only other win that we've had against them is in the Welsh Cup final a couple of years ago.
Okay, moving on to the Championship Conference. The games we have played so far, how are you assessing Bala's opportunities here? For me, I mean, it's interesting you say, you know, obviously you would have liked to have been closer to Connorskey. I still don't think you're out of it, are you?
No, we're definitely not out of it. But you know, like if we're looking for games that we've slipped up a little bit, then points wise, them 6 points that we spoke about have cost us a little bit. So, you know, I felt that we should have won them on the day or got something out of them. So, you know, there's not really other games that we've deserved something from in terms of the ones we've lost. But, you know, we're in a great position with, you know, obviously we should have been playing Barry yesterday away, so that would have been a massive, massive game for us. But then obviously TNS were away to Carnarvon and Connorskey were home to Newtown. So there's points going to be lost across the you know, the games that are played in the top six. So it's going to be really difficult for everybody to maintain the winning formula. But nobody's going to go this next few games without getting beat, I don't think. So it'll be interesting to see which way it goes.
And from the wider perspective of the league, Colin, everybody's looking at TNS and wondering if this is the season that they are beatable. Do you see gaps in their armour this year? And do you think this is the year that somebody beats them to the title?
You know, it's difficult to comment on TNS. You know, obviously Connorskey and ourselves and Barry have challenged TNS in terms of performances over the last few years, but this time it looks tighter than ever. But you know, it's obviously Connorskey have pushed them really well this year, and you know, it's good to see. You know, a lot of the times that I've been involved in the Welsh Premier League, the league's already won by now. So it makes it really interesting, and I don't think since we've been in the Welsh Premier League that they've ever been adrift of somebody by 4 points, I think it is, at this time going into the last few games. So it'll be interesting. Like, we, you know, TNS will look after their resources, and we look after ours. You know, if we could get above them in the league, then you know, we're in Europe basically. So, but you know, we've got big hard games to come. Obviously, we've got Carnarvon at home and Newtown at home and Barry home and away, and we've got to go to TNS away, and we've got to go to Connorskey away. So, but you know, us talking about them being tough games, they're no different to the teams that we're going and travelling to, and the teams that are coming to Meistertagged, because, you know, like I say, we're up for every game at the moment, and we're hungry to achieve.
So, here we are then, with no football for a few weeks. What are you doing with yourself, Colin?
Did nothing yesterday. The lads have been training by themselves yesterday, and we're back in on training on Tuesday, and we're going to carry on training right through the bit of a problem that we've got. So we can't sit about, and you know, the lads can't think that it's going to be a rest. We've got to get back at it and make sure we prep ourselves the best we can for the restart when it starts, because I'm sure it will soon. And we can't be lazy and just wait and sit about for, you know, a decision to be made, really. We've got to prep ourselves ready for, you know, I think it's the third or the fourth that we can start going again, but it might change, it might not. So, you know, like I say, we're going to prep ourselves the best we can, and hopefully, you know, for everybody's sake and taking everybody's health into consideration, then I hope we get started sooner rather than later.
And in terms of the training, obviously, the, you know, physical plans and you know, usual training drills apply. I suppose the concern of every manager when you have a prolonged period of not playing is the match sharpness and the match fitness, especially mentally. How are you going to overcome that in the next few weeks and make sure that they keep that attitude?
In the methods and the tempo that we train at. So, you know, the lads will be pushed in training in terms of, you know, we won't be playing match tempo, and nor will anybody else. So, you know, we will train to the highest tempo that we can get to, and like we do on a weekly basis every week. And they'll be pushed to do so, and, you know, they have to send runs in when they're not with us as well. So they will be pushed in terms of a group and as an individual. And if they don't do that, then, you know, they'll fall by the wayside and they won't be at Ballytown. But all the lads that we've got have got a great attitude, and they want to achieve as well, and they don't want to let their standards drop, and they don't want to let their fitness drop. So, you know, if they let their fitness drop, the standards drop, and our performances will fall by the wayside. But that we won't let that happen as a coaching staff, and it won't happen at Ballytown.